I think there's one that we had missed in chapter 2, just briefly commenting on it, as at the end, where it speaks about the ability of the Lord Jesus to succor or to help or to provide strength or undergirding for those who are tempted, because he himself was tempted. And I think this is a comforting thought for us to lay hold on, brethren, that as the Lord Jesus Christ is able to provide us with the help that we need when we're going through difficult times, particularly temptation, because he experienced the same thing.
And he experienced temptation, without sin. Yeah. I think that's what we really have to emphasize.
Yes.
I am a little troubled about a thought that was expressed, that he experienced, not weakness, what was it? Yeah, infirmities. Because the scripture says, we do not have a high priest who does not have the feelings of our infirmities. That is, in his experiences, he has the feelings, he knows what we're doing, but he himself did not experience infirmities in that sense. If I'm wrong, then please show me the scripture that shows, that tells me. Chapter 2. Yeah.
But chapter 4, verse 15 speaks about him not being able to be touched with the feeling.
That he's touched with the feelings of our infirmities. And
Hebrews 4:15.
Yeah, and I seem to think that we need to keep with the scriptures.
No, but hold on, brother. Let's get this clear. The scriptures say, presently he is touched with the feelings. He cannot be. Read it. What it says clearly. Yeah, he's touched with the feelings of our infirmities. Presently, the feelings of our, because he knew it. We're not talking about sin here.
But,
all right, before we go, wait 1 second, Brother Milton, before we go, let's read the verse. We can choose any translation. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. That's what we're talking about. The second part, but was in all points tempted like us we are, yet without sin. So it's not a question of sin. The simple question to settle it, what are infirmities?
Good. And that is where I'm going. Would we call being thirsty an infirmity?
Yes, that's an infirmity.
Would we call being hungry an infirmity?
Yes.
Would we call being sleepy an infirmity?
Yes.
Would we call being tired and weary an infirmity?
Yes.
Okay.
We do call crying an infirmity.
Yeah. Now, if you notice, Mr. Darby removes the word feelings, you know. He does not have feelings there. He says, for we have not a high priest not able to sympathize with our infirmities. So he is very much in connection with those infirmities that we have.
Yes.
Yet he is in them in all the perfection. Of himself.
Yes. The word sympathize. In another translation, you have the word empathize. It's very interesting. Let's think about those two words. But I wanted to say something as we close off this. You mentioned, brother, my beloved, that the sons were on the breastplate with Aaron. When he goes into the Holy of Holies, he's bringing those sons in with him. You get the idea there? The son, the breastplate, 12. And on it were the tribes. And he was bringing, when he goes before Jehovah, they were there representatively. It's the same feature we have with the Lord Jesus bringing the sons to glory.
Brother Christie, as we move on, how the sons are brought in that discussion. But let's go to the final slide and perhaps we can have some thoughts on that. We have already touched on some of them, even though we knew it was coming before. We spoke about sympathizing with our weakness, that we have in Hebrews chapter 4. So he understands the frailty, and he's able to succor, he's able to assist us, because he knows those limitations. Remember, as we have said, this is not a question of sin, right? We have spoken about him sustaining us before God. Brother Dave touched on it but didn't go in enough details. So perhaps we could just finish that thought of him sustaining us before God. I don't think we had touched on atonement, but we can quickly close off on this.
Well, the brethren are putting their thoughts together. I just want to go back very quickly because we were asked earlier not to leave persons behind, and our brother mentioned the word sympathize and the word empathize, and there was no distinction, there was no explanation. If something happens to you and I feel sorry for you, I sympathize with you. I don't know what you're going through because I've never been there, but I feel sorry for you anyway. To empathize mean that I feel what you feel. I can identify with it because I've been there. That's the difference between the two words.
Yes, but sustaining us before God is a very important matter, because even right now, we need the services of the priest. We need the services of the great priest. We have a priest over the house of God, a great priest over the house of God. And in his services, he has us, as was just mentioned, on his breast. The 12 tribes were there. The saints are there collectively. Also, I think the saints are there individually as well as locally. I believe each characteristical feature of those stones can be seen there. And then there are the two stones on the shoulder piece, the onyx stones on the shoulder piece, where we are supported. Necessary because in the present day of weakness, we need support. But we also need in the breastplate the affections. He takes us in all the blessedness of himself. Each stone had a beauty of its own. And where does it get its beauty from? Not from itself. It comes from him. And he holds us up before God in the blessedness of himself. And so when God looks at us, even in all of our shortcomings and failures we may have, that's not how he sees us. He sees us in all the blessedness of the great priest who is before him, who brings us in all the blessedness of himself.
Wonderful, Brother Dave. You know, he carried the cross on his shoulder along the road. And what they said to him, because of me, because of what I've done, all he bore there, he carried it on the shoulder. But when he bears us up on the shoulders, and may you told us years ago, it's a place of strength, power. The hand, you know, emits from that. It's a place of strength. So I find all of that help as I come. Not only his presence there, but his work with all its enrichment, with all that was there in his work, all bears me up. Oh, I find strength. I find power. When I get down on my knees, there is a man there for me. It's not in my prayer. There's a power in my prayer. The power is in the man that is there. And this is why at the end of my prayer, I say, in his name, authority and power. So as believers, we have all of this grand privilege in the man that is in the presence of God for us.
So we have strength, just quickly, strength on the shoulders, affections in the breastplate.
Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 through 25. And we close with this. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as a manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more as ye see the day approaching. I'm going to ask that we sing that hymn that says, with joy we meditate the grace of God's high priest above. I think it's 281. His heart.